Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Hi, everyone. It is me again, Henneka Watkus Porter here from The Entrepreneurial You podcast and, of course, TV show. A warm welcome to all of you and a very, very special welcome to our first time viewers, listeners, for those who are online watching live or viewers, and of course, for those of you who are tuning into the podcast, you're listening. So thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate your coming here over and again, back to back each week. And also for our first time listeners, you are so valued right now. You have no idea, right? So in our previous episode last week, we delved into the world of mastering your finances with Nicole Barham. Now, today we're going to be having a very insightful and exciting discussion on excellence in general insurance. But before we embark on this journey, right, we have to take a moment to say thanks to our major sponsor, which is Jamaica Stock Exchange, because, you know, gratitude is a must, right? So let's take a pause right here, and then we come right back.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Welcome back. My guest today is Shirley Bridgman. Shirley has over 20 years of experience in the general insurance industry, spanning various levels, including account executive, corporate risk manager, quality control manager, business development manager, and vice president, business development and marketing. She is a goal-oriented team leader with a distinguished career in all areas of general insurance operations, with experience in customer service, operations, training, sales, and marketing. Of course, she has a passion for excellence, and I dare say she's just upping out of the customer service conference that's now going on. You know, so she's all about customer service and customer excellence, a sound sales and people management background, and the ability to restructure operations to achieve optimal results and customer delight. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you.
It's such an honor to have you here. And as I mentioned earlier, just jumping out of one conference into this conversation with me. So I truly appreciate it. We can delve a little bit, you know, make a segue, a connection into our conversation earlier. But I have a little, you know, light question for you. So
before you get in that light question, Henneka, let me just give you a little synopsis, a little about JAXA. So JAXA is a fully volunteer organization.
Right.
We volunteer our time, and that conference that I'm coming out of, everything that you've seen there, it is absolutely free. It is. Because of all the persons who work tirelessly after we finish our everyday jobs, and because we believe in the betterment of our country, because we believe in customer service, and all the speakers today, they did it for absolutely free.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to talk about, because Dr. Ensomba Jaja is my friend, she's my mentor, she's my mother, she's like everything to me.
Same for me.
Yeah. So we're going to come right back and delve a little into that. But I want to open up officially with this. So if you, Shirley, could have any superpower for a day, but you're only going to use it for mundane, everyday tasks, what would that be? And how would you use it? How would you use it to conquer the most trivial of life's challenges? Let's hear it. Yeah, it's a big one.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I do have five children. three of my own and two stepchildren. So if I had that super talent, my super talent would be to clone myself. What are the trailblazing challenges I would want to achieve just to be doing my job? I absolutely love my job. I absolutely love coming up with creative ways of serving the customers, especially in this digital world. But I would also love to be at every single thing for my children. Currently, some of them are overseas going to school. I wish I could be there every morning sending them off. I wish I could be there every night. As big as they are, my youngest is 17. I still want to see him in his tucking off to bed. So my superpower would be to clone myself.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. That's really heartwarming, Shirley. Thanks for sharing that. And giving us some insight into your real life, outside of the corporate world. Now, you have been in the industry for over 20 years in general insurance. So tell me a little bit about what has shaped your leadership, style and how you are today as a leader in the industry.
So I would have to start with my high school. I think it started there. At school, I was involved in everything. I was student council president. I was key club president. I was house captain. I was a librarian. I was a prefect. And I think my leadership skills developed there. I have to give kudos to the Queen's School for that.
All right, the Queen's School. I know those that will be listening from the Queen's School, I know that they're going to be so excited and carrying on with themselves. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're saying that from that age, that's when you kind of recognize yourself as a leader and, being involved in all of that. But as it relates to being a part of the insurance industry, what got you there? What got you excited about it? How did you end up there?
Well, like most persons, you kind of just drop in insurance, as many of your listeners know, you apply for a job coming out of university and there are no jobs. So I got the break at UGI at the time, Mr. Never Blythe. He took a chance on me, and immediately he saw that I was a people person. Immediately he saw my passion to serve customers, both internally and externally. And so he put me in marketing right off the bat. I went into marketing. I didn't even do marketing initially. My degree was in history. So he put me right into marketing. So at that early age at UGI, I was a marketing assistant. And I think that kind of helped to shape into how I deal with customers, how I deal with internal customers, how I deal with being different from every other insurance company out there. Because, we're basically all offering the same. How does the one that I represent differentiate itself from the others?
Mm-hmm. And so you've been in that industry. What have you found to change over the years? Because I'm sure when you started, it's nothing like what it is today. I'm sure there are some, the general principle of POS, because it is a standard in Jamaica and internationally, right? Where insurance is concerned. But in terms of how you go about your business today, how has it differed?
What I use to differentiate my company from the others, no matter which company I'm at, currently it is Guardian General, is service. I am key on customer service. Everybody offers the same product. It is an intangible product. You only really need it when you have an accident. So the key for me had to be service. Be there for your customers whenever they need you. So back in those days, that was most times physically going to the customer or the customer coming to you. If it's a commercial customer, you're going. If not, they're coming to you. Of course, today, everything is electronic. Everything is via WhatsApp. Everything is a phone call. So I remember back then for a commercial customer, we used to have like a service visit. So you literally drove to the customer. One of the things that arose out of my job is my love for my country. I used to drive to some places that I did not know existed to visit these customers. But today I can do all of that just like we are doing now with our online platform.
Yes.
Just make it a little easier. The customers can get you 24/7. We do have a chatbot at Guardian 24/7. We do use AI for a human interaction, it will tell you, you know, we'll get to you by 8 a.m. But anything you can ask questions, you will be answered. So that's kind of how it has changed. Just being there for the customer electronically 24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you did mention service, and we want to get back to the event that, as I mentioned before, we're both in and had to break for this conversation. In terms of customer experience, right? Why is that so important for you, for a customer to really feel as if, you know, they are the only customer, really, you know, in as you're serving them?
Because I believe that's the way I want to feel, you know. You should be treating your customer exactly, hello, Michelle, exactly how you want to be treated. When I go somewhere and I remember I went to a particular bank and I am sitting there for 4 hours. You know what I can do with 4 hours of time?
Yeah, it happened to me as well. Yeah, don't even get us started on the banks.
That to me will never happen at anywhere where I represent. That's just a no-no. I have to respect my customers' time. I have to respect that they have so much on their plate to do and that they're taking the time to dialogue with me at this moment. And I have to make that moment count. Another thing, again, because I want to be treated the way I want to be treated, I love customer feedback. So I ask for a survey after every customer transaction. And yes, it feels good when we get good feedback, and I do share that with the team. But the most valuable ones to me are the ones that are not so good. I want to hear what the customer wants me to do differently for them, because my entire goal is to serve my customers.
Mm-hmm. I hear you say that, and it's so refreshing to hear, because there seemed to be a challenge in Jamaica where, at the very minimum, where you expect just the minimum, nothing special, not going above and beyond, just the minimum. When you demand that, which is your rights, everybody looks at you like you're crazy, because nobody, you know, we're allowing people to get away with things.
Just recently, Hanico, I went to a fast food chain with my son. He was visiting, and I went, and it's his favorite place. And the first thing, them don't have this, them don't have that, yes, 4 hours, 4 hours. them don't have. So I just got so short, and I was like, let's go to another place. And he's like, no, mom, you know, the Asaya sustain, don't worry about it. And I'm like, it's so sad that our younger generation is becoming so in tune that this is the norm. That should not be.
You know,
we need to teach our children that they need to expect that service, that they are to appreciate and not only are they to expect it, they are to give it as well, because they're deserving of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody. Absolutely. And my podcast listeners, you're hearing Shirley saying, shouting out. She's actually engaging with our people who are, or viewers who are live with us. So she's not talking to anybody else while we're having this conversation, just so you know.
Well, that comes naturally, because that's what I do every day, you know.
Exactly.
All my customers, my CRM tool, everything comes into me, and you know, I make sure someone answers them. And if no, I don't see an answer, I'm replying to them, and I'm saying to them, you know, someone will get in contact with you within a specific time. Just saying somebody will get in contact with you is not enough.
Give a time, because it can be like forever, right? You know, I recall when I had a store at Devon House, and I would be there many times. I would see it happen, and it's because, again, expectations. I would be there because of we had a nice little script how we greeted persons, and, you know, and it flowed naturally and everything. And I remember people actually come in the store, and we greet them. They go back outside, look up. It's like they're doing a double take to see, like, did that really happen here? Because we're not used to it. And again, you know, you go places, and persons, when you demand the minimum, the reaction that you get, like, you know, who do you think you are? You know, I can't imagine the amount of times, I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone into places, and without persons acknowledging you entering, nobody acknowledges you, they're on their phone, and they're carrying away like you don't exist, you know? And I'm like, is this for real?
And it's almost like you're bothering them.
You're bothering them. How dare you? Don't you see I'm doing something important here? Come on, give me a break. Yes. Yeah, so that's what we, how can we change that?
Mm-hmm. That's something else that I encourage my team members to do. So we're on the phone a lot or we're on a screen a lot. But if someone takes the time to come in and be in front of you, acknowledge them. You know, you can look up, you can signal, give me a minute. You can signal with your hands to have a seat, you know, but acknowledge them. You can't just ignore someone that's coming into your physical space, especially if they're coming to give you their business. They can mm-hmm. go to any other insurance company or any other insurance brokerage.
How do we change this culture that is the norm? I mean, it's a part of culture. How do we create that shift? Shirley, how can we?
I think it's training. I think it starts with our schools, you know. Mm-hmm. It starts in fact, Henika, it starts with our pledge. I pledge to serve. You know,
yes.
I remember when I used to go to school, I used to say the pledge every day. I don't even think that happens in schools anymore. Service to me is in our Jamaican DNA. Right? Most Jamaicans, when you see them passing, when I go to the country, people wave to me. It still exists, or tone, or mm-hmm. we can be so warm. Yes, we can be very cold as well. We can be very cantankerous, but we can be so warm, right? So it is in our DNA. It is in our pledge. We pledge to serve. And I think it starts from there. It starts from basic schools, right? Mm-hmm. It starts with taking pride in self. One of the things I used to learn when I was in basic school, primary school, is they had a class named civics. They don't even have that anymore.
Right.
You know, how many of our children knows that to throw a box on the side of the road is wrong, that it yeah. destroys our country. It destroys the customer service that we give to someone coming off that plane when they see this environment. We don't know that anymore as a nation. And unfortunately, it now lies with the parents. Parents have to teach their children these values. Parents have to let their children know that they deserve great customer service. But some of the parents themselves don't know. So it's truly all about learning. That is why I have volunteered to be a part of JACSA. Jamaica Customer Service Association. We offer courses for anyone, whether you're in the public or private sector. They're very reasonable courses. You can go online, you can register. We offer free workshops sometimes. We offer free seminars. The seminar today is absolutely free. Anyone can sign up. Mm-hmm. And if you follow our social media page, JACSA, you can sign up. So it's not that, you know, I'm even expecting you to go and learn on your own. But however, that is also another option. At the end of the day, Henika, it's all about the training we receive.
Absolutely, Shirley. I totally agree with you. And so building capacity is super important, super, super important. Let's delve a little into your leadership style. Let's go a little into leadership. How would you define yourself as a leader?
I think I'm a very involved leader. I am a roll up a sleeve and be a part of the team. Mm-hmm. So it's not just do what I say, right? I strategize a lot. I discuss my strategies with my team. They execute their ideas based on my strategies, but I'm there with them. There are times I'm stern. I will play a lot with my team. I believe in reward and recognition. I think my team and I have the most team buildings, right? We are always doing team buildings. But whenever I believe that they have fallen short and I know they can do better, I will be stern. I mm-hmm. also firmly believe as a leader in communication. Mm-hmm. Not everything will go right at all times, but don't let me find out. By the way, if you know that you can't deliver, if you know that it's not going to happen at the agreed deadline, let me know up front. And not only let me know up front, let me know where you have shifted the post to. So you can't deliver it today. It's supposed to be at the end of today, but I will be able to give you by the end of Friday. And that's okay. Communication is key.
Communication is absolute key. What are some of the challenges, or perhaps you want to share the biggest challenge you've had as a leader? Because minos are leading people not easy. It is not an easy thing at all. I mean, you're talking about personalities and and values and all of these things which differ as in we differ in as individuals. So what has been the most challenging aspect of your leadership journey thus far, Shirley?
If I absolutely must be honest, most people who, when they just meet me, oh, she thinks she's better than we, you know, she thinks because she's a Browning. But when they get to know me, they get to know my values. They get to know that I am all about serving my customers, including them. They get to know that I am working so they can one day get my position. I don't want to stay in this chair forever. You must be able to take over this chair. You must have a plan to take over my job because I have a plan to take over somebody else's job. So when they get to know me, they know that, no, I don't think I'm better than anyone. I am just like you. I just want to share my values with you because I have a little bit more experience and training. And so I may be able to guide you. You may not see things fully right now. I have to also say having 5 children has certainly helped me with that. So you may not be able to see your future and where it is right now. And all I'm trying to do is guide you.
Right. So it's more about the perception initially, the perception they have of you, and then unveiling who you really are. And so there's common understanding at the end of the process, which is interesting because we all judge people. Like, you know, we say we don't have biases, we don't judge a book by its cover, but we absolutely do until we get a chance to, you know, to know otherwise, to learn otherwise. So that I can understand. As one of your biggest successes, what would you say that is? Leading people.
Biggest success.
That makes your heart smile. It doesn't even have to be anything that's huge, but something that makes your heart smile and say, wow, you know, it is worth it. I'm doing a great job.
So part of my work life that I did not share with you is that I'm very involved. I like giving back, right? Mm-hmm. So I give back to Jamaica Customer Service. I get involved in charity. I also am the chairman of the Insurance College of Jamaica. So when I was growing up, and as I said to you, training is fundamental, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe training is at the helm of everything. And if you are serious about any field that you're in, then you should absolutely invest in training in that field. So in the insurance industry, I am known as the ACII guru. So I have several persons calling me and I help to chart their journey in the courses they take until they finish. And I am proud to say that every year I have someone who finishes, and it really makes me feel good that I am there with them at the beginning. I will call them up. I will message them how the studying going. I currently tutor in some classes for the ACII. I encourage persons to do my course. I'm always following up. And just last month, I had 2 graduates who from Jamaica, from my company, who are now ACII designate. And it always makes me proud.
Yeah, sounds good. You know, fun fact. Was it earlier this year? Was it? Yes, or was it last year? I think it was earlier this year. I actually had intentions of going in the insurance industry.
You should come. You're so very actually, welcome.
But can I tell you something? I actually did the courses and was successful, and then it changed my mind.
No. I don't love you. No, I'm going to be calling you after this.
Lord, no matter.
I am going to be
calling. I was going to be working with one of the brokers. I'm like, yes, I did it. I was excited about it, but I'll talk to you off the air.
You have to talk to me off the air. Let me tell you, insurance, a lot of people think it's a boring field. It's not. It changes. And as we've been discussing, it changes with how the world is changing, right? So how I used to do insurance 20 years ago, 30 years ago when I came in this industry, certainly not how it's done today. Mm-hmm. Getting a little technical, the coverages offered in the policy, the extensions offered in the policy, some of them they didn't exist 20 years ago. So it's always changing. My biggest love about insurance, though, which is why I think you should come back, is just the people you meet along the way.
Yeah.
I have never, even when I I was in direct sales. I have never seen myself as a salesperson. I see myself as an advisor. I see myself as someone that's advising a friend how to protect the assets. So I'm in general insurance, how to protect that house or that car or that business that they have invested in. And that I love that. That's what I love the most about insurance. Just being able to help people protect their assets.
So my people, in the voice of Empress Goling, listening and watching. So Shirley is going to be, she's actually one of the speakers at the She Leads Conference, She Leads Women's Conference. And we're focusing this year, this inaugural year, on women in leadership and, of course, mental health, mental wellness. So if you want to hear more from Shirley, please sign up for the conference at bit.ly/SheLeadsConference. I'm so looking forward to hearing more from you, because we're going to be talking more about leadership and some of the zoning in more on some of the challenges that women in particular face as leaders. Because I know, we all know that it's different for women than it is for men.
It is.
In leadership, it's like two totally different kettle of fish. So,
Not to mention all the things that come for us.
Yes, the responsibilities, the expectations, you know.
The physical things that we go through, you know.
Yes, just as women, and the physical, emotional, all of these things. More hormonal stuff that, believe it or not, we don't want to talk about, but they do impact how we present ourselves, how we show up. So it's going to be interesting.
I just want to applaud you, Henika, on speaking of mental health. You know,
yes.
Mental health is real. I think it has just like AI, etc. I think it has just evolved and gotten huge since COVID.
Yes.
But absolutely nothing wrong with recognizing that something is going on with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong. I do it. I take a mental health day. It is something that I have advocated for in Guardian General, that within your sick day, you don't have to be at home under the cover making yourself sicker. You know, you just need a break. It's okay. It's okay to take a mental health day. If your thing is going to the beach, go to the beach. If your thing is going to the spa, go to the spa. If your thing is just watching Lifetime, so you should know, maybe that's what I do, where I know specifically Lifetime.
Yes. I used to binge watch Lifetime. I haven't done it in a while, but yeah, I'm gonna go back sometime.
For the entire day, whatever your thing is that will help you to just mentally de-stress, do it. Absolutely no, and you don't have to hide it.
No, absolutely not. It's no longer, I mean, you've said it, sure, that now we have COVID that has kind of erased the taboo that was attached to it, and it's still not totally erased, right? You can see the rubber still is not good enough. a little bit of it showing up. But for me, I'm so big on it, because in 2020, and that was before COVID began to, you know, really be out there, I totally burn out, like totally, like flat burnout to the ground. I'm a miracle child right now. So for me, it's big. And one of those, I mean, the mental issues and stuff that I had to deal with. And so for me, talking about it, addressing it, it is paramount. It is paramount, right? It's not okay to not talk about the fact that you're not okay, right? It's okay not to be okay and to feel, you know, you don't have to feel judged talking about it and knowing that it's not just the physical health that is important. Your mental health is super important, perhaps even more than your physical wellness, because it impacts so much of you we don't even understand. Like, so many of us are functionally depressed and don't even know it.
And your mental health makes your physical health poorer.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And just to say, you know, take time with the children. You know, they've been through a lot. You know, they're more sustainable. They can't manage them. Take time with them, you know.
Yeah.
Don't quarrel with them. Don't tell them that they're weak, especially your boys, you know. Coach them and let them get a little girt and can see their way through.
Absolutely. I love this. And if you want to hear more about, you know, her thoughts, Shirley's thoughts on mental wellness and health, and hear how she ties it in as a leader, then certainly you need to show up at Shealy's happening at the Jamaica Stock Exchange on October 19, 40 Harbor Street, and it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are pretty much at the end of our conversation, Shirley, and I just want you to, I know you have some giveaways that you want to share with our audience. We'll determine how the listener or somebody now gets it. I definitely think Michelle should get one because she's been engaging. She was engaging on Facebook. So let me hear how they can have access to it.
Well, definitely Michelle can get one, but I only have one other question, and I think it ties in to exactly what we're talking about. What is Guardian General's motor product, the name of the motor product for women?
Okay. So answer that. You can answer it now or during the podcast when it airs in about 2 weeks from now. So go right ahead and present your answer, and then it is all yours. It is all yours. All right. Shirley Bridgman has been my guest on the Entrepreneurial You podcast today. Shirley is going to, before I thank her and all the jazz, she's going to tell us how to talk with her more, how to get in touch with her. She has such a warm aura. How can we get more of that?
Well, I am the vice president at Guardian General Insurance. We're situated at 19 Dominica Drive. So they can come in, they can call me. I have a lot of students, because I tell you I teach. They email me at sherrylee.bridgman@myguardiangroup.com. So a lot of people email me. And if you so choose, I do have a social media handle. It's Share Platinum. So, keep my brand.
I like it.
And you can reach out to me on IG as well.
Okay, great. I'm going to go follow you over there.
I'm on LinkedIn. You can ask me a question on LinkedIn.
Okay, I'm going to go hit you up over there as well. So thank you, Shirley.
We will be talking after.
Yes, for sure, right? Okay, that was so refreshing. Just a light conversation that we've been having. And I do value your time. Thank you so much, Shirley, for joining us today on the Entrepreneurial You podcast.
Thank you for having me, Henika. It was my pleasure.
Awesome. And thank you, my peak performers, for joining this enlightening conversation with Shirley Bridgman, a seasoned leader in the general insurance industry. And of course, we hope that you found her insights into leadership, customer service, and achieving excellence valuable and inspiring. Now, as we wrap this episode, I encourage you to just reflect on the lessons shared and consider how to apply them to your leadership journey or professional endeavors. Stay tuned for more engaging episodes where we explore topics and personalities that empower and inspire. Remember, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review if you've enjoyed today's discussion. Your feedback is absolutely key in helping us bring you more enriching content. Until next time, keep striving for excellence in your leadership endeavors. Take care, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Of course, for more information, visit henikawatkisporter.com. You will find the show notes for this episode and links related to the show, including the question that was asked by Shirley today. Contact us on social media as well. Active there as Henika Watkisporter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Of course, you can always get what I'm up to. I'm always up to a million things. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast community. Your support, no doubt, it fuels my passion, and I can't wait to bring you more. So here's what I want you to do today before you go. I want you to affirm with me that I am a confident and compassionate leader. I inspire others with my vision, guide them with my wisdom, and empower them to reach their full potential. My leadership is a force for positive change, and I lead with integrity, empathy, and resilience. Every day, I grow stronger as a leader, making a lasting impact on those I serve and the world around me. What good.
And don't forget, Henika, send the elevator down.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Send it down, because we have been given, so much hand up, really. And to whom much is given, much is expected. All right. Michelle Unique Mantle, you've been very engaging on Facebook. She says, thank you for this presentation. It was valuable. No, we want to thank you for tuning in and for spending time with us. We value your input, and we wish you all the best on your onward journey. Take care. Oh, Kamisha just commented over LinkedIn.
I know Kamisha's name, and I know Kamisha was one of my students. Ah. And Kamisha has her cert CII. So Kamisha is one of the students I spoke about.
Welcome. Oh, awesome. She's asking.
We're wrapping up.
Yes, we're wrapping up. You're asking if there's a recording. Well, hit up my social media pages. So where you are right now, and then in about 2 weeks, Kamisha, you will have the episode as a podcast, and I'll also share it on social as well. So thanks again for joining, and thank you, Shirley, for being my guest today. It was such an honor. Thanks. See you soon.
Thank you for having me. Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye, Kamisha. Bye, Michelle.